Adam, how fired up are you about getting back in there today?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. It's been a long time, so it'll be nice to be back out there competing with the guys and kind of getting right back into the fight. You know, it's a super important game tonight, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Given how long you've been away, how hard will it be to really get up to full speed, do you think? Take a couple of games?
Well, hopefully it kind of goes like Frenchie's return. But, you know, there's always the risk of that. You know, your timing might be off a little bit, I think, with face-offs and things like that. But our coaching staff and our training staff's done a good job at kind of preparing you as much as they can in practice and in the IR skates and things like that. So hopefully it's just a couple shifts and then you kind of feel as close to normal as you can.
Easy coming back, though, knowing that you're going to play with Andrew? Does that make it easier, just the way that you guys are able to operate together?
Well, you know, I think it makes it easy in a sense that if I'm struggling in the dot, he's going to go in and he's going to excel. He's been red hot in the circle, and, you know, he's such a dependable player. And, we have a lot of chemistry. We've played a lot of time together. So it's one of those things where, you know, where he's going to be, you know what he's going to do, you know what he's going to bring to the table. And it's kind of just, you don't want to hold him back. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to being back on his line tonight.
Just one for Dylan. The chemistry that you've been able to create with Josh, how do you explain, I don't know if it's telepathic or whatever, it's like something there where you can just kind of read off each other and it's come pretty easy. How do you explain that?
Yeah, I think, first off, he's an excellent player. He's very easy to play with. I think when you play with excellent players, they elevate your game, and I like to think we think the game the same way. You know, I think our reads are very similar. I think our styles are very similar. So when you're playing with a player that you feel that you're very similar to in regards to the reads and how you think the game, it's very easy. And, you know, we talk on the ice, we talk on the bench. There's a real comfort factor. You know, it's just been a short time, but I feel like I know what he's doing. I feel like he knows what I'm doing. So it's been great so far. Hopefully we keep it going.
He called your game simple, and he made a point of saying, like, that's not a slight. Again, that's maybe one of the better things you could say about a defenseman. Is that true of him as well, or how would you characterize his game?
Yeah, I would say I don't think his game may be necessarily simple. I think he just makes a smart play, and sometimes that is a simple play. Maybe in most cases it is. But, you know, he's a very skilled player, and he's got a really good feel for the game that he's able to make those, you know, high-end plays at top speed. You know, sometimes they're just not there in a game in certain situations. But I think, you know, for me and for him, I think we just try to get the puck up to our forwards as quick as possible. So, yeah, maybe it comes off simple, but for the most time, it's probably the most effective play on the ice.
Adam, one of the themes of this season for you guys has been guys having to step up when player goes down or multiple players go down. So your return obviously means somebody comes out of the lineup. That's Jansen Harkins, but someone who's been watching very closely. What have you seen from just Jansen and his development this year and what he's been able to do with the opportunity that's come his way?
Yeah, I think it's always unfortunate a guy has to come out of the lineup when someone goes back in, and, you know, especially the way he's been playing. I think, you know, early on his game's grown kind of by leaps and bounds. You see that confidence that he's starting to get, and, you know, he was starting to develop some really good chemistry with Rosie and Copper, and you know, you see how he uses his speed, and you can definitely tell there's a reason why he was putting up such big numbers in the American League. And, you know, I think his game's just going to continue to get better. And, you know, it's always nice to see that, you know, you go down and a guy kind of steps in and kind of gets an opportunity and he excels at it. And, you know, I think he's kind of really solidified himself as an NHL player, and, you know, over these last 30 games.
I just wanted to ask either of you, I guess, the whole idea, issue of the coronavirus and concerns league-wide now and steps that are being taken. As a player in this league where your health is so paramount to what you're able to do on the ice, I mean, how much of a concern, maybe Adam first, how much of a concern is what's going on right now sort of worldwide and in North America here with the virus and the steps being taken to kind of keep everybody healthy?
Well, I think concern for just everyone's general well-being, you know, worldwide. And obviously, if you can implement steps that are going to, you know, maybe make everyone a little safer and, you know, a little healthier, you know, simple steps such as this and things like that. You know, I think the biggest thing is you just want to do everything to make sure as many people can stay healthy as possible.
Did you want me to answer that
sure.
as well?
Yeah,
I mean, no worries. Yeah, obviously, it's a general concern for the public, I think, for how fast it's spreading and how many areas it's hitting. You know, I think as players, the only thing that you can really do is control, your well-being and you know, washing your hands and doing all the right things. Our staff does a great job of making sure we're doing that and making things accessible for us. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's not really our call in regards to all this stuff or, you know, rescheduling games or whatever it may be. I know, you know, over in Italy in the their league there, they're playing, you know, games without any fans. So, you know, at the end of the day, obviously, you know, professional sports has to come second to those health needs, and we got to look out for the public.
It's an Arizona game. It's one of those all-important four-point games. That I'm sure you guys at some point in your careers have been in some pretty tight playoff races before. How would you describe the way you see your team handling that pressure, and how would you describe the pressure that comes with these four-point games?
Yeah, well, I've kind of had the bird's eye view over the last few weeks, and you know, it seems like, you know, every time we kind of get knocked down to the mat and we get up and we respond, and you look at the tough loss we had in Edmonton and, you know, the last two games that we've put together coming off of that one, and, you know, you look off coming off that road trip, you know, you able to battle and get a point in Washington, then beat Washington at home. And, you know, I think every time we've kind of been challenged, the guys have really risen to the occasion. And, you know, I think as this year's progressed, especially the last month or so, our team has kind of taken a step forward. And, you know, I think, you know, we're starting to get healthy and, you know, guys are starting to develop that chemistry. And, you know, you see guys kind of showing up in moments that matter the most. And, you know, it's going to be another important game tonight.
Well, I think with dealing with the pressure, I think we got a lot of, you know, a lot of good players that do well with that pressure. I think as a team, we're just going to embrace that pressure. These are the games we want to play in. These are the games that are most exciting during the season. And, you know, for us, obviously the playoffs have started, you know, a couple of weeks ago. We've been in the grind, and it's going to be like that all the way down to the end. So for our group, I think we embrace the pressure. I think we enjoy it because these games are what we've worked hard for. And I think we're just excited for the opportunity to play well here at home in front of our fans.